Our Jabal say good morning. Today's daf is Samech Zayin 67. We are picking up at the Mishnah on 67. The shir this morning is sponsored by, dedicated by the Shapiro family, in memory of Harav Ephraim ben David Gershon. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Shem will have an aliyah and the family in Chama. Thank you for the sponsorship. So let's begin. Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Hamocher Sachatzer. So we'll say again, continuing still on the same theme of when you sell property, what is included in the sale. So if you go ahead, Hamocher Sachatzer, we'll say a person goes in and sells a chatzer. So now remember, we're transitioning. Beforehand, we were talking about someone who sells a bayis, someone who sells a home. Now we're transitioning ultimately again to one who sells a chatzer. So what's Hamocher? If you sell a chatzer, Mocher Batim Boros Sichin Umaros. We'll say included in the sale of a chatzer are any homes in the chatzer, pits in the chatzer, boros, sichin, ma'aros, different types of pits, cisterns, caves, avalos, hamataltulin. But obviously, any movable property that is in the chatzer is not included in the sale. However, but when you say, I'm selling you my chatzer and everything in my chatzer, then what? Kulan mechurin. Then we'll say, obviously, everything in the chatzer comes to include what? Comes to include metalpulin as well, movable property as well. Benkach. Either way, Rabbi will say, no matter what, meaning even if you said, I'm selling you the chatzer and everything that is in the chatzer, lo machar lo asamer chatz, if there is a bathhouse in the chatzer, that is not included in the sale. Below as base habad, nor do you sell the olive press that is in the chatzer as well. So we'll say, so in other words, even when you say I'm selling you the chatzer and everything in it, there are certain things that just have a separate identity independent of the chatzer, and therefore by definition are not included in the sale, unless of course what? Unless of course they are explicitly included in that sale. Rebbe Lazar Lozer says, Hamocher es chatzer, lo macher ela avira shel chatzer. Rebbe Lazar, on the other hand, says, Rebbe Lazar, that when you go ahead and you sell a chatzer, all you are selling is the avira. What's the avira? The open spaces. That doesn't mean any open spaces. Take a look at the Rashbam. It's in the wide lines, about six lines in. Ala avira, aval batim uboros lo macher klal. So we'll say, here's what's interesting. So therefore, Rebbe Lazar says that when you sell a chatzer, all you're selling is open space, meaning land. You're not selling homes, you're not selling anything else, just land. Now, both say, the Rashbam says something amazing over here. The Rashbam says, I don't understand. If I'm buying a chatzer from Reuven, right, so there's a machlokis. Now, the Tanakhama says that chatzer includes what? Chatzer includes everything, right? Everything. It includes land and structures, homes. What it doesn't include is a bathhouse, an olive press, and things like that, but it includes all the homes. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, it doesn't include the homes. So the Rashbam, he doesn't ask it, but he infers a very simple question, which is, it's a very easy way to tell what I bought. How do you tell what I bought? Look at what I paid. Look at what I paid. In other words, purchase of land should cost X. Purchase of land plus home should be X plus Y. So we'll say the Rashbam says something very important over here, which for all the real estate people is a very important yisod. Remember, we've learned this before. He says, V'damim einan modiim. V'dam modiim leka. You cannot tell what he bought based on the price. De'ein ona'a likarkos. But remember again, we spent a lot of time on ona'a. So ona'a means overcharging. You can't overcharge more than a sixth. If you overcharge more than a sixth, they have the ability to void the sale. There is one item for which there is no ona'a, and that is real estate. Why? Because Rabbi say real estate is the one thing where what's the value of real estate? Right? Whatever someone is willing to pay for it. So at the end of the day, Rabbi say there is no such thing. Halacha accepts the idea. There is no such thing as an objective valuation for real estate. Real estate is just totally governed by the market. Therefore, Rabbi say the fact that I may have paid a lot of money for a particular piece of land does not indicate, per se, that I got the chatzer as well as the batim or anything else. It's meaning it's possible that for me this piece of land is exceptionally important. It's next door to the shul or, you know, something, whatever it is. And therefore, again, I'm willing to pay a premium on that that is above and beyond market. It's just an interesting halacha. Fine. Says the Gemara. So we'll say, so now fundamental machlokes, Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. Tanakama is saying that when you purchase a chatzer, purchase of a chatzer comes with the chatzer, and all of the homes in the chatzer excludes certain things as enumerated by the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, when you purchase a chatzer, all you are purchasing is land. land, just the actual land, but none of the homes. Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Turn around. Hamocher sachotzer, mocher bat machitzonim ubatim apnimim. So we'll say if you go ahead and you sell a chotzer, you've sold outer homes and inner homes. So these are the cases we spoke about before. Remember again, outer homes means homes that exit into Rosh Hasharabim. Inner homes means homes that can only be accessed through traversing the outer home. So you'd have to walk through an outer home in order to get to the inner home. So if you go ahead and you purchase the chatzar, not only do you purchase the land, but you also purchase the homes associated with that land. So we'll say this is actually very interesting. Beis hachul sos, if you take a look at the Rashbam, he says, karka sha'afro chol shemotziyed mimenu zechuchis. So we'll say this would be like, like a sand pit. A sand pit or a sandy area. Now, why would you purchase a sandy area? For glass making purposes. So this is interesting. In other words, say, if let's say part of the chatzar is a sand area that has the quality, I guess you have to use a certain quality of sand to be able to make glass, that's also included in the sale of the chatzar. Chanuyos psuchos lesocha. Let's say if there are stores in the chatzar and the stores open up to the chatzar, nimkaros imo. They are sold with the chatzar. The first wide line is on Zayin Amud Aleph. The she'in pesuchos lesocha, but the stores that do not open up into the chatzar, ein nimkaros imo. Ultimately, again, they are not sold with the chatzar. As we'll say, that remember again, you would have, in other words, when you buy a chatzar, we'll say, what does this mean? You're buying a store. That apparently, it used to be the way certain chatzeros were set up is that there would be a store that only opened up into the chatzar. We'll say, what was the point of that store? It was like the makolat. It was the makolat that serviced that chatzar. So if you are purchasing a chatzar, by definition, again, assuming this is all owned by one person, you are buying that store as well. However, if the store does not open up into the chatzar, even if, let's say, the storefront property kind of, you know, enters into the chatzar area, you have not bought that store. Psuchos lekan lekan. Jose, what happens if you have a store that opens into the chatzar as well as outside of the chatzar? What's the halacha? So I'll say, so the Bach changes this. The Bach changes this too. Elu v'elu, he erases. So the Khan, so he says, nimkaros ima. So let's make sure that change is correct. Good. Hare elu nimkaros ima, I'm sorry. So if the store is open to the chatzar as well as to somewhere else, they are included in the sale as well. Rabbi Loza says, hamochres ha-chatzar, lo machar ela milusa shel chatzar. Rabbi Loza, on the other hand, holds that Rabbi Loza, when you sell a chatzar, all you have purchased is the milusa. What's the milusa? The Rashbam says again, milusa avira, airspace. All you have bought is the open area of the chatzar, and that is all. So says the Gemara, Amarmar, psuchos lekan lekan nimkaros ima. So we'll say the Brisa just said that if you have a storefront that's open to the chatzar, as well as that's open to the outside, that storefront is included in the sale of the chatzar. Ay, v'hot hani rebchia. But yet Rabbi Reb Chiya said that a storefront that is open to the chatzar and to the outside is not included in the sale of the chatzar. So which one is it? Is it included or not? Amramar, psuchos lekan ulekan nimkaros ima. To which I said that if the storefront is open, I'm sorry, lokasha, ha dirov tashmishisaihu legav, ha dirov tashmishisaihu lebar. Rabbi Reb Chiya, everything depends on the majority of the usage, or perhaps better stated, the majority of the traffic of the store. If the majority of the traffic of the store is inside being in the chatzar, then ultimately, again, this chanos is included in the sale because it's connected to the chatzar. If, on the other hand, the majority of the usage of this chatzar is to the outside, to Rosh Hasharabim, in other words, when I ask your son, it doesn't matter what Rosh Hasharabim means, just outside of the chatzar, then ultimately, again, it is not going to be included in the sale. So bottom line, Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara says that whether or not the chatzar is included depends on the nature of the usage of the chatzar, excuse me, of the chanos, of the store. Obviously, if the store only opens up into the chatzar, then everyone will agree that the store is included in the sale. If the sale opens up to the chatzar, but also opens up into the outside, whether or not it's included in the sale depends on the majority of, we'll call it the traffic, that goes through the stores. The majority of this traffic, the majority of the use from the chatzar, then it's included in the chatzar. Majority of the use outside the chatzar, then it's not included in the sale of the chatzar. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamocha es ha-chatzar lamachar ela abiro shachatzar. So remember again, Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer says that when you sell a chatzar, or when I buy a chatzar, all I am buying is the airspace, the open area of the chatzar, and nothing else. Amar Rabba. So Rabbi said, so what the Gemara is going to discuss now is the following. There are different words used for chatzar. And what the Gemara now is going to suggest is based on which word you use determines as to what is included in that particular transaction, what's included in that purchase. So Rabbi says the following. If a person says, I go over to Reuven, I say, Reuven, I'm going to go ahead and purchase your dirta from you. Your dirta. So look at the Rashbam. So the Rashbam says, well, say this is about 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, about 12 or 13 lines down from the top of the Rashbam. So keep the Yid Amarlei, actually, I'm sorry, not yet. Yid Amarlei dirta. If I say to Reuven, Reuven, I'm going to purchase your dirta. We'll say these are all different words for a chatzar. Nikoli Amalo Pligi Debati Mashma. Everyone agrees, Rabbi, say that the word dirta includes what? The word dirta will include homes. So I'm purchasing not only the chatzar, but the homes as well. Ki pligi, where does the machlokis come up? Do amarle darta. If I use the word darta. So mar savar tarbitza mashma. So one opinion says that darta means tarbitza. So we'll say, take a look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Rebbe Lazar savar tarbitza mashma. Of your mashma. Kilo amar lo chatzar zir ani mocher. The Avir Levad Karichat. So we'll say Rebbe Lazar interprets Tarbitza, ultimately, or I should say Darta, as referring to Tarbitza. Just open land, no structures. Umar Savar Bati Mashma. And the other opinion says no, that even the word Darta ultimately means the Chatzar, as well as any of the accompanying structures. Ikedam Rebbe say an alternate version of this. Amar Rabba, Ida Amar Le Darta. Koli amalo pligi debati mashma. But I'll say in this alternate version, if I say to Reuven, Reuven, or Reuven says to me, Silber, I'm selling you my darta, that everyone will agree that darta includes homes. Ki pligi, where does the machlokis come up? Oh, listen to this. Do amar le chatzar. We'll say, watch this. The machlokis, Marna suggests that the machlokis of Lazan the Rabbanan will be, if Reuven says to me, I'm selling you my chatzar. Mar saber, chatzar avira mashma. So we'll say, one opinion says, chatzar means open area. An open area is called a chatzar. Omar savar ki chatzar ha-mishkan. And the other one says, no, that when you say chatzar, chatzar means like what? Chatzar means like chatzar ha-mishkan. Rebbe said, now what does that mean? Take a look at the Rashbam. Now probably about 20 lines down. Omar savar ki chatzar ha-mishkan. Chachamim savri, chatzar ki chatzar ha-mishkan ki dichsev. Orach ha-chatzar mea ba'ama. Verochav b'chamishim b'chamishim. So we'll say, so we know again, the Torah tells us that the chatzar ha-mishkan gives us the dimensions. The Rabbi said, now what is inside of the chatzar? U'bechlal eilo kofama, kodesh kadoshim, o'el moed, shehem kimo batim. U'kiron chatzar. So we'll say, isn't this amazing? So the Torah calls the mishkan area the chatzar. But what's included in that chatzar? The mizbeach, the o'el moed, the actual mishkan, the kodesh kadosh. In other words, structures. Structures. So the machlokis over here is when Reuven says to me, I'm selling you my chatzar, what does he mean by that? Does chatzar just simply mean open spaces? That's Rabbi Lazar's opinion. Or does chatzar mean like the chatzar of the Mishkan? So like the chatzar of the Mishkan included structures, so too Reuven's telling me, he's selling me the bayis, selling me the chatzar, as well as all the structures. We'll say, you understand, by the way, that there's such a yisodistic machlokis over here. Yisodistic machlokis, what the Rabbanan are saying is, a Jew is always steeped in Torah. A Jew is always steeped in Ruchnius. Even if he doesn't know that he's steeped in Ruchnius, he's always steeped in Ruchnius. How do I know that? That's reflected even in the way that I talk. So if I say a chatzar, if a Jew says the word chatzar, by definition, what's the association of that word chatzar? Chatzar HaMishkan. Chatzar HaMishkan. Meaning, what other way, how else does a Jew, in what other context, Does a Jew use the word chatzar if not in association with the Mishkan itself? Lest you say, that's a nice fluffy idea. It's not fluffy, meaning it's dinei mamonos. Mamish, again, it's impacting the transaction. To the point that the Rabbanan say, when I use the word chatzar, of course I am using the word chatzar as in a biblical context. In a biblical context, chatzar means land and structures. So too, when Reuven's selling me his property, and he says he's selling me his chatzar, we model that his chatzar after the biblical chatzar. It's an incredible insight into the way Yiddishkeit views the Jew, the holiness of the Jew, always being steeped in some deeper connection to Torah. Incredible. I mean, we don't paskin that way, but I'm just wondering. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. So no, we actually do paskin that way. So I'll tell you. Remember, when we say in terms of these halachas, how we paskin. First of all, of course, that is halacha. The Jew. We're saying, if we only understood the actual holiness that each of us possess, if we actually even realized, like had a little bit of a window, of a glimpse, into the ridiculous level of Kiddusha that is churning inside each of us, we wouldn't even know we were looking within ourselves. But it happens to be, in terms of Halacha L'maisa, I'll say, remember again, Halacha L'maisa is difficult to get to in these situations for one simple reason, which is that these are all societally based, right? This is all based on how people talk. And this is all societally based in terms of what the market understands is included in itself. All right, so let's go back there. So says the Gemara. V'amar Rabba Amar Rab Nachman. Machar lo chulsis u'mitzvah. But says another, these are great cases. Great cases. Machlo chulsis umetzula. I'll say, by the way, you should know, you could use these cases at your Shabbos table. I'm just saying, like, if you want a good way to entertain your mishpacha, you throw out some of these cases, by the way, and they're fascinating to think about. So listen to this case. Reuven's selling me a chulsis. I will say, chulsis is a sand pit, as we've already established, and the metzula. What's a metzula? Take a look at the Rashbam. He says again, karkois hanar shemotzin bo kesav izav, a dried riverbed. So I'll say, so what do you do in a dried riverbed? Oh, you look for gold and you look for silver. Right? So I'll say, so now Reuven's selling me two things. He's selling me a sand pit and a dried riverbed. So what's the halacha? Hechsik b'chulsis lo kana metzula. Hechsik b'metzula lo kana chulsis. If I will say, so now I'm acquiring two pieces of real estate from Reuven, a sand pit and a dried riverbed. What the Bryson now tells me is what? That if I make a chazakah on one of those pieces of land, it doesn't work for the other. In other words, then in order for me to acquire the two pieces of land, I must make a separate chazakah on each. Chazakah on one does not help for chazakah on the other. Says Yimar Ini, is that true? We'll say, remember we had this case. Va'amar Shmuel. So you have to admit, one of the most exciting pieces of Dafyomi is when you see a Gemara that you recognize. And Lav Dafka, I remember all the intricacies of it, but it's nice to see something. It's like seeing an old friend. So here again, where do we have this Gemara last? In Kiddushin, right? Kiddushin, Baba Kama, so Ksuvas. So it's like seeing an old friend. So Shmuel's coming. What does Shmuel say? Vaha Amar Shmuel, Machar lo Eser Sados Be'Eser Medinos. We'll say, listen to this case. I went ahead and I purchased 10 fields. 10 fields in 10 different countries from one person, right? So I'm buying 10 fields from Reuven in 10 different places. What's the halacha? Kevan shehechsik ba'achos me'en. Karnakul, most remember this case. I remember again an incredible and fascinating idea, which is I'm purchasing 10 parcels of land in 10 different places. Now remember again, karka is niknis how. Karka requires some level of chazaka. But yet the halacha is that once I've done a chazaka on one of those parcels, it acquires all of them. So what do you see from here? You see from here that when purchasing multiple pieces of real estate, multiple properties, again, this only works obviously if I'm purchasing multiple properties from what? Or from who? From one person. So if I'm purchasing it from one person, one chazaka is able to acquire multiple properties. So why does the Gemara say over here that Lamaise, if I'm purchasing the sandpit and the riverbed from Reuven, why don't you need two different chazakas? Why can't one chazaka take care of both properties? To which I'll tell you the difference. Hasamhu, the sagna da arachatu, ubekula chada tashmishtohu. We'll say, here's the difference. In the case of the 10 fields, first of all, we'll say, the ability to make one chazaka on multiple pieces of property comes from what? Comes from the yesod that we view land as one contiguous unit, meaning all land is connected. Okay, meaning it's all part of the same earth. So because of that it's all connected, therefore I have the ability to make the chazakah. Provided that what? Chada tashmishta. Provided that the land that I'm purchasing is all of the same type of usage. So because there is a unified usage, and the land is considered to be connected, one chazakah could take care or could suffice for many parcels of land. However, again, hacha, Prabhu saying the case of the riverbed and the sand pit, hatash mishtalachud, fahatash mishtalachud. Prabhu saying in this case of the riverbed and the sand pit, remember, can you claim sadna da'arachadu? Can you claim that it's one contiguous piece of land? Yes, but what can't you claim? There's no unified use. There's no unified use. And when there's not unified use, then by definition, you need separate kinyanim. So because over here, one is a sand pit used for making glass, one is used for mining gold and silver, there is not a unified use, and therefore you require a separate chazaka on each. V'ikadami, let's say a really fascinating case, v'ikadami, others explain, Amad Beis, v'ikadami, Amar Rabba, Amar Nachman, hechzik bechulsis, kana metzula. So we'll listen to this. This is where it gets exciting, really exciting. So now what happens? So I will say the v'ikadami has the opposite conversation. In the Igid the Amir Rabbo say, we say that what? We say that no, if I'm purchasing a sandpit and the riverbed from Reuven, as long as I make a chazok on one of them, that suffices for the other. To we'll say the exact opposite of what we just learned. Pshita, so that's obvious. Daha Amr Shmuel, Machar lo Eser Sados. So we'll say, because after all, Shmuel taught that what? That if you purchase 10 parcels of land in 10 different countries, if you go and you make a chazak on one, it acquires all of them. So of course, if you make a chazak on the Chulsis, it works for the riverbed. I make a chazak on the Mitzvah of the riverbed, it works for the Chulsis. Now then, what would I have thought? Hasam hu desadna da'arachatu. I would have thought that I will say the reason why it works by the 10 parcels of land is why? Because number one, they're connected in that they're all part of the same earth, one unified part of land, and also there is uniformity of use, right? There's all the same type of use, and that's why you could acquire all of them at once. Hatash mishtalachod, v'hatash mishtalachod. But I will say, but over here, the sand pit is used for one thing, the riverbed used for something else. So perhaps you can't acquire them with one chazoga. Kamash mulam no. Kamash mulam, I will say that I don't need the pieces of land to have unified use in order for one chazaka to work for all of them. But as long as, assuming that we accept the approach of sadna da'arachatu, that all parcels of land are considered to be connected, one act of chazaka will work on multiple parcels of land, even if what? Even if they don't have uniformity of use. And I will say, that indeed is how we paskin halacha l'maisa. So first of all, we paskin like Shmuel, that indeed if I'm purchasing 10 parcels of land from one person, and they're all scattered all over the place, that one act of chazakah could acquire all of the parcels of land. And we also paskin like this second ikeda amri. This second ikeda amri means that in order for that to work, one chazakah, multiple parcels, there need not be uniformity of usage. There need not be uniformity, meaning I don't have to use all the parcels of the same thing, even if, again, they're each used in their own way. One chazakah has the ability to acquire all of the parcels. Incredible. Says the Mishnah. Weiter. Hamocher beis habad. So we'll say now, we're getting into a little bit of the technicalities regarding the sale of specific areas. So if you notice, we've started with the bayis. We've started first with the home. Now we've worked our way to the chatzar. And now we're getting to the beis habad, to the olive press. So I'm selling my olive press to Reuven. So we'll say, so the shaila is, what's included in the sale? Let's go and sell. So we're going to get a little bit technical with just the pieces of an olive press. So says the Rabbi, say, now the simple answer as to what it bless you, as to what is included in the sale are parts that essentially are permanently affixed to the press. Anything that's movable, right? Anything that's movable. Now obviously on a technical level, everything in the press could go ahead and be disassembled, but the idea is anything that's kind of fixed in place will be sold. Anything that is movable is usually not sold. So we'll see. The Mishnah is gonna go through this. Samochar Beis Chabad. For instance, I sell my olive press to Reuven. So we'll say, so what's the halacha? So now the Mishnah is gonna use certain terms which the Gemara is going to define. Machar as Hayam. I have sold the yam. Now I'll tell you this. The yam, I will say, is the actual vat. I've sold the vat, as well as I suggest, as you can imagine. So what would end up happening over here is, essentially, the way the olive press works is, if you can imagine, it's a long pole. It's very simple. There's a vat. It's a long pole attached to a number of boards. Top of that pole is like a screw that you turn. As you turn the screw, ultimately, again, the pole pushes down the boards. The boards press against the olives. The oil comes out. Not a complicated contraption. So therefore, again, you have a picture in there?
A little. It's not the best.
Photo. Okay, pass it around. Pass it around. Right. Next cycle, someone's going to dedicate their projector and a real laptop, and we'll have PowerPoint. So it says the Gemara, Hamokra Beis Abad, Machra Sayam, you've sold, included in the sale, is the vat, Ves Hamamol. Mamol Abosa means the crusher, right? That refers to the actual press itself. Ves Habasulos. Now we'll define what Basulos means. But you have not included the boards. Now, what we're going to see is that there are certain boards that were not necessarily fixed in place. They were there, and they were pressed down by the weight of the press, but they were not fixed in place. Because they're not fixed in place, therefore what? They're considered to be movable. Because they're movable, they're not included in the sale. That's a galgal, and the wheel. What's that? The wheel refers to that thing on top, the actual screw thing that you turn to press down the press. That's a kora. And again, the board. We'll define these different boards. Ubizman shomerlo, huva chamasha basocha. But I both say, if you go ahead and you say, I'm selling you my press, and everything that is included in the press, everything that is included, then what? Kula mechur. Those both say, so if I tell you, I'm selling you my press, and all of its accompanying parts, so then what that would essentially sell the press in its entirety. Rabbi Lazar says, Hamocher Beis Habad, if one goes ahead and sells the Beis Habad, you sell your Aleph press, Macher Es Sakora. You have indeed sold the board as well. So it says, you know, we'll say now the Gemara is going to define our terms. Yam. What's the Yam? Talficha. That's interesting. So once upon a time, these definitions were helpful. I guess when you speak Aramaic. Right? So the Gemara says, Yam is a Talficha. Okay, what's the Talficha? We'll say a vat. Hashbam points out, it's the vat. So when you go ahead, you sell the olive press, obviously you sell the vat as well. Remember, the vat is the receptacle in which you catch the oil. So you sell the press, you sell the vat. Mamo, what's the mamo? Amarav Abba Bar Mamo, interesting. So he said, Amarav Abba Mamo, Marfachto. What's that? It refers to the mortar. Besulos, what are the besulos? Amarav Yochanan, Klunusos. Those refer to the poles. In other words, I will say, what would help to anchor the press, and specifically like the screw part of the press, would be two boards that stood on the sides of the vat. Those are called the basulos. I'm sorry, klunos shel eres, shema'amide by masakora. These are poles of cedar wood that help to hold up the board. Avirim, what do these avirim mean? So kavshi, bless you. These refer to planks. Galgal, chomarto. So galgal refers to the screw. Kora is a kora, right? So we'll say the boards are boards. Tanabalon, hamocher beis habad, machras hanasarim. So we'll say again, the Bryce now says the same idea. A person goes in and sells their outlet press. What's included in that sale? You sold the nasarim. You sold ultimately again the planks. Ves hayikavim, the vats. Ves samafarchos, the mortars. Ves arechayim hatachtonos, and the lower grinding areas, the lower mortars. Avalo esalyona, but not the upper one. Ubizman shamarlo. Who the chomash besocho hare kulan mechurin. But I will say, obviously, if you say I'm selling you my olive press and everything that is in it, then everything is included in that sale. Benkach u benkach. But I will say, no matter what, lo machar es ha'avirim velo es ha'sakin. You have not sold some of the movable boards, nor have you sold the sacks. Now I will say, now what does this mean, the sakin? So if you look at the Rashbam says over here, sakin, I'm sorry, should you want, velo es ha'martzufin. You haven't sold the sakin or the marsufin. What do these refer to? Look at the Rashbam. It's about 10 lines up from the bottom. Lo seispam zesim bebeis habad. Ela shamitzurfin helshin shal or vasakin minutza shal isim. V'chol d'metalkulom is dabish. I'm also, interestingly enough, they have these sacks with which you would transport the olives. I guess when you're taking the olives to the actual press, or perhaps when you're taking the dregs off the press, you would transport in a sack. There are two different types of sack. There was a sack that was made out of wool, and a sack that was made ultimately out of leather. Neither of these sacks, types of sacks, are included in the sale of the Beis Avad, of the Aleph Press, which makes sense. Why are they not included, Rabbi Osei? Why? Because they're metaltalim, because they're movable property, therefore they're not included at all. So says the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hamocher Beis Chabad, Macher Asakora. We'll say, if you go out and you sell the Aleph Press, it goes without saying that is included, and that is the board, Shal Mikra Beis Chabad, Ela Shum Korah. Because also remember, this refers to the boards that are actually pressed down on the olives. On a technical level, even if they are not affixed in place, Rabbi Eliezer says, of course they are included in the sale. But why does he say, of course they're included in the sale? Because Rabbi Osei, you don't have much of a press if you don't have the boards. See, even if the boards are not affixed, also you can imagine, by the way, the boards need not necessarily be affixed in place. Because the boards, even if they're just lying down, as long as the screw applies the pressure to them, they will go right down and crush the olives. So we were thinking, if they're not affixed in place, they're not included. Rabbi Lezer says, how could that be? It's only called a press because of those boards. Therefore, by definition, even if they're not affixed in place, they are included ultimately in the sale. Says the Mishnah. Next case, Rabbi Osei. It's very exciting. Hamocher es hamerchatz. I sell a bathhouse. I sell a bathhouse. So we'll say again. So what happens if I sell a bathhouse? What is included in the sale of a bathhouse? So this is very interesting. L'macharas hanesarim. I have not sold the boards. I have not sold the boards. Now we'll say, now which boards are we referring to over here? Look at the Rashbam. Hanesarim. Shenosnin agabe karka hamerchatz. We'll say these would be boards, floorboards. These are floorboards. I don't sell the floorboards of the merchatz. So we're going to talk about this a little bit. So what they used to have in the merchatz is you would have fires burning underneath the bathhouse. So often the floor itself was very hot, right? They have this now. You can get heated floors, right? So they had mamish heated floors. But I must say, but a bit too heated. So what did they do? They had boards on top of the floor that you would walk on. The Rashbam says the other possibility was to keep your feet clean. But the idea is, remember, these are movable boards, and therefore when you sell the merchatz, those boards are not automatically included. Ve'es ha-safalim. I will say, take a look at the Rashbam. Safalim says, la'seiz be'mayim lirchotz u'metalkalim. So I will say, safalim are tubs. So remember, again, we're going to see that the way the merchatz worked was the following. You had a larger area, that kind of like a mikvah, right? A larger area that you could bathe in. And I guess, like, if you had VIP membership, you could get your own tub. You get your own tub. So we'll say, so those tubs, I would highly encourage the VIP membership, right? Right? So you get your own tub. So I'll say, those tubs are metaltalin, meaning they're not built in the ground, they're movable. So because they're movable, when you sell the merchatz, that tub is not included in the sale. Ve'es habalonios. We'll see again. Take a look at the Rashbam. We'll see balonios. So, interestingly enough, if you look, the Hagos Hatzinim, changes balonios to vilos. And if you look in the Rashbam, that's the gears of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, vilos is masach keneged ha-pesach, veli nira begesh shemistavki bo dehainu aluntis. Towels. Towels. So the Rashbam changes balonios ultimately to vilos, which could either be a curtain. That's the first bit in the Rashbam. But the Rashbam says, I really think it means towels. I would say, so bathhouse had towels. So I have a bathhouse, I'm selling it. The towels are not included in the sale. If when selling the bathhouse, I tell the purchaser, I'm selling you the bathhouse and everything that's in it, then what? Harikulan mechurin. Then obviously, we'll say everything's included. So again, the tubs are included, the floorboards are included, the towels are included, everything's included. Benkach ubenkach. But I will say one thing is clear. Even if I said, I'm selling you my bathhouse and everything that's included, what is not included? Lomachar es hamaguros shamayim. I have not included in that. Rabbi say, look at the Rashbam. Maguros shamayim, brechos mayim, sheshovchos mayim lemerchatz. Rabbi say, what I have not included are literally the pools of water that pour the water into the merchatz. I guess, for lack of a better term, it's like a water tank. Like a water tank, or like some type of reservoir. So I have not included that reservoir in the sale. Veloes oto shalitzim. Furthermore, again, I have not included my wood storehouse either in that sale. Look at the Rashbam for just a moment. Veloes oto shalitzim. She lechami behem amerchatz. Also listen to this. Because very often what happened was the following. If I owned the merchatz, very often, where was that merchatz? Where was that merchatz? That merchatz was next to my house. Now the reason I want that merchatz near my house is because I could dual purpose the resources. So for example, if I have the reservoir of water there that feeds into the merchatz, guess what? I also use that reservoir for what? For my own home. Therefore, the Gemara says, the Mishnah saying over here is the following. If I'm selling my merchatz, so again, we have almost three different categories. Category one is I'm selling you my merchatz. So if I sell my merchatz, I'm selling you essentially the parts that are fixed in place, but none of the movable parts. If I tell you I'm selling my merchatz and everything that's in the merchatz, I'm selling you my merchatz and all of the movable parts. But even if I tell you that I'm selling you my merchatz and everything that's in it, I do not include the items that by definition are used by me for my personal usages as well. So the water reservoir is not included in the sale. The place where I store the wood is not included in the sale. Why? Because I will say these are also private usage areas. Now obviously, if I explicitly say I'm selling you the reservoir, if I explicitly say I'm selling you the wood storage area, then of course that's included in the sale. But in the absence of an explicit statement, even if I tell you I'm selling you the merchatz and everything in it, these areas are not included in the sale. So the Gemara goes weiter. Fine. Turn about him. Hamukher samechatz. You know, so again, the Braisa says the following. I go ahead and I sell the merchatz. Machar es beis hanesarim. I have sold the ginabosei. Now here, this is interesting. I've included in that sale is the beis hanesarim. What does this mean? Look at the Rashbam. Beis hanesarim. So we'll say this is a place ultimately again where you would go ahead and keep the back changes to matzniyas anasarim. It's a closet, Abu said. It's a closet where I keep the planks of wood. So ultimately, when the bathhouse is not in use, I guess you wouldn't necessarily keep the floorboards out, I guess, because you don't want it to rain on them, whatever it is. So therefore, again, this is the closet where you keep the floor planks. So therefore, again, if I sell the bathhouse, included in it is the closet for the floorboards. The as base hayakin avosen. Now, obviously, the novelty in that is the following. Even though what? I'm not included in the sale are the actual floorboards. But the closet is sold, which makes sense. The closet is mechubel karka. There's base hayakmin, and I will say it's interesting. The place, now yakmin literally means, I will say, turbans, which this was the turban closet. Now what does it mean, the turban closet? So if you take a look at the Rashbam, he says over here, v'yesh mefarshim, look at the second to last line in the Rashbam, two lines from the bottom, yikamim sudar shema'atim emroshan mipnei chom hamerchatz. So we'll say apparently they would put these things, they would wrap towels around their heads. So they wrap towels around their head for what purpose? So Rashbam seems to say to go ahead and protect them against the heat. In other words, that apparently the bathhouse itself would get very hot. So somehow, I don't know exactly, but it would protect them against the heat by wrapping something around their head. So that closet, we'll say even though these items themselves are movable and therefore not included in the sale of the chaser, in the sale of the merchatz, but the closets which are affixed to the ground are included in the sale of the merchatz. Ves beis hasafalim. So it's about to say, even though remember the tubs are not included in the sale, but the closet in which the tubs are stored is included in the sale. Ves beis habilos. And I will say again, the towel closet. All of these closets which are affixed to the ground are in fact included in the sale. Aval, lo es nisarim atzman, but we'll say obviously the floorboards themselves are not included. Velo yikamen atzman, the turbans themselves are not included. Velo sefalim atzman, and again, the tubs themselves are not included. Velo vilos atzman, and we'll say the towels themselves are not included as well. O bizman shomer lo hi, dechol mashe besocha, but we'll say at the end of the day, if you were to say, I'm selling you my bathhouse and everything that's in it, then hare kula mechurin. Then Rabbi say everything is in fact included in the sale. But benkach, I will say at the end of the day, whether you machar lo, benkach, lo machar lo, sabrechos, hamesapkos lo mayim. But Rabbi say no matter what, even if I say I'm selling you my bathhouse and everything included in it, I do not include in that the reservoirs. Bain b'imos hacham atap of samaches, or b'imos hageshamim. Both say this is true whether I'm selling you the bathhouse in the summer or I'm selling you the bathhouse in the winter. Now both say, now what's the chav over here? So remember again, I would have thought that perhaps in the summertime when there's very little water in that reservoir, that by definition it should be bottled to the merchatz and included. Kamash Malon, no. That whether I'm selling you the spare chatz in the winter or selling it to you in the summer, that water reservoir is never included. Below base kinos eitzim. And Abba says similarly again, my woodshed, the place where I keep the wood, which would be dual purpose. It would be used for the merchats, because remember again, to heat the fires you need wood. And therefore, by definition, again, I would have thought it's included in the sale of the merchats. Kamash malon, no. That since that's also where I get my wood for my personal use for my home, therefore again, that woodshed is not included in the sale. Alright, so we'll stop over here. Shkoyach.